The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Menachas Daf Kavav Amar Aleph says that in a case where a person made a nether to bring a certain amount of Menachas, and he articulated exactly what he meant, how many he wishes to bring, how many Esreinus. However, Pirashti Ve'eni Yedeya Ma Pirashti. He's a little confused, he doesn't know, he doesn't remember how many Esreinus he articulated. Ma Pirashti Ve'ezeh Man Pirashti Ve'eni Yedeya Kama Pirashti. So there's a Machlekes Chacham V'Rebbe over here as we go into the wide lines. The Chacham say, Yavi Chamish Menachas Shal Shishim Shishim Esreinim Sheim Shalis Meis. He shall bring 5 Menachas of 60 Esreinus apiece, which equals 5 times 60 is obviously 300. Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Yomer, Yavi Chamish Menachas Shal Shishim Esreinim Me'echad Vaad Shishim Sheim Tisha Alofim Umeya V'chamishim, which equals to 9,150. He is much more concerned with all the different possibilities and options that maybe he meant 1 Yisroin, 2 Yisroin, 3 Yisroin, 4, therefore you have to bring a whole variety and a whole mix. Says the Gemara, we know always about the Yisr Chulin Basara, it's a shayla, it's the right, so the Rabbanon, and right now the Machlekes is contingent, the Rebbe Sover also Lachnas Chulin Lazara. You're not allowed to bring in a kli with X amount of kemach that you made into an asaran of a mincha, and the rest is chulin, because you're bringing chulin into the azara. Rabbanan savi mutal hachnes chulin lazara. And the Gemara brings another teretz. The Rav says everybody holds us lachnes chulin lazara. The question is whether it's mutal arav chayva bin adava. Now there's an interesting question over here in the Sefer Eilas Shleima. He asks, according to the Mandei Amutei Lahachnas Chulin LaAzara, which aligns and corresponds with Rebbe that says Yavi Chamish Menachas Shal Shishim Esreinim Me'echad Va'ad Shishin, basically you're going to have cases where possibly only some out of many Chulin are going to be Hektish, are going to be a Mincha. So the question is, asks Eilas Shleima, why don't you say that if let's say you have a Kli Sharis and you have 2, 3, or 4 out of 60 that are hektish, why don't we say that the 4 that are hektish and such are going to be batal? Why don't you have a din of bittal, that the 4 that are hektish should become batal and the rest? Which is an interesting question. There's a lot of different parts to explore. However, my main thing I'd like to discuss is the Eilas Shleima's teretz, which is very interesting and based on a very important yesod from the Mordechai. However, it could be that the different questions that we could ponder about what he's asking, that if let's say you have 3, 4, or 5 Esreinus in a Kli with 60 or 55 left of Chulin, whether it should be Batl or not, are really contingent and revolving around exactly what his Teretz will be. Before we get to the question and the answer, there's a couple of points that have to be dealt with. Obviously, the next Gemara that says that everybody holds Asul Achnas Chulon Lazoro and the Shaila is Mutilar of Chayiv ibn Adava, there you don't have the question that the Nadava should become Batal in the Chayiv, because Menachas Eimavat, or the Chayiv should become Batal in the Nadava, because Menachas Eimavat Zu and Zu, like the Gemara says earlier on Daf Chav Gimel. However, with regard to our question about the Yisreinus for the Mincha becoming batal and chulin, you can't say that it's going according to the man de amar min b'mini le batal, because the Gemara over there is clear, not like that on Daf Chav Beis, like the Eilas Shleima speaks out. And hence, we have to figure out why wouldn't there be a problem that the Yisreinus of Mincha will become batal in the chulin. The answer begins with the sight of the Mordechai. There's a famous Mordechai in the end of Chulin, it's page 18 in the normal Gemaras, that discusses the famous Gemara in Yevamah's Kavtala that says that if Yevamah spits out blood, then it's a good chalitza, because even though you need to have spit and blood is no good, but Yevsher l'rikikas dam p'loy roik. There's always going to be a little bit of spit in there. As they state in the Gemara, and the question is, yeah, but if there's just a teeny bit of spit with a lot of blood, the spit should be batal. Zokta Mordechai is famous yesoid that vice the chois called dover ha'mur of mitchilas briyase loy batal. Something that is mixed from the beginning of its creation is not batal. Says the Eilas Shleim over here, he brings the Mishnah Melech and Perek Aleph of Mishka V'Moshe of Halacha Yadalit, an important Maramakim about this Mordechai, that says that the Iker Achilik, the site of the Mordechai, is anything that when it was originally Tameh or originally Aser, it was born, it was created while it was mixed, there's no Bittel. Bittel doesn't apply for some things that were created mixed together. Bittel, just to say in broad strokes, when something falls into something else, A falls into B, it gets diluted and it becomes Bittel. Otherwise, there would be no Bittel. Says the Eilas Shleim over here also, I'm saying that the following amount of Israelis, let's say 2, 3, 4, or 5, out of my whole kli of 60 Israelis shall become Hekdesh, should be a mincha. It's not going to be Bittel because the whole thing was created in the kli, in the mix. It's not like mincha fell into chulin that it should become Bittel. The whole kedushas of mincha was created in the mix of the rest of the Israelis and Mamela. The Mordechai would be a good reason why Bittel doesn't apply. That's how the Eilas Shleima answers his question here on Daf Kavov. Now, this Mordechai is obviously a huge blockbuster chiddush that the Mordechai is saying, that the dover that's noiled in Taruvus, something that originated while it is already mixed, is not going to become Bittel, is discussed by countless achrayim, and there's so much to discuss about it. I just want to touch on some basic points. First of all, by the way, in passing, the fact that the Mordechai asked this question that the spit should be Bittel in the blood, and likewise the Mordechai obviously discusses as well a case of Tumas Shechvazera, which is always Metalma B'masa, because he Efshel Shechvazera B'leit Tzichtzuchei Ziva. There's always a smidgen, a teeny bit of Zivos in every Shechvazera, and Memela, it should be Metalma B'masa because of that. Why don't you say that the Zivos is Bittel in the Shechvazera? The Teretz is because it was Noila B'taruvah, says the Mordechai. And from here we see, normally, Bittel, the din is Acher Rabban Lahat, says he go Basarayv, and it's before in Rashi in many places that we learn out the din of Bittel Barayv from there as well. That if, let's say, a small little bit of milk falls into a fleishig soup and such, there's a din of Bittel, and we can ignore it and dilute the Isser, and it's not a problem. What about if Heter falls into Isser? The Menchas Kayin wants to say that when Heter falls into Isser, there's no din of Bittel to be Heter Isser. Only when Isser falls into Heter, the Isser gets diluted and detonated. That's what the Menchas Kayin says. So the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel elaborates a little bit about this Mordechai. So the first thing he points out is that L'chayra, the Mordechai's question, is not like the Menchas Kayin, because L'chayra, the spit and the Zivus wasn't necessarily Isser and Heter going on over here, especially by the Chalitza. It's just a matter of blood and spit, and therefore you see that, yes, Heter could become Bittel and Isser as well, as long as it's not Petaruvus. Now the Menchas Chinuch over there, Mitzvah Gimel, he brings down a Noid V'Yehuda, Madurut and Yonah, Simon and Dalet and Simon and Hay, and a Placey and Simon Kuv Beis of Kadm Ches, and a Chavaz Das over there as well, that they discuss this Mordechai, as well as the Mishnah Melech that we mentioned. And then he asks in Bam Kasha, he says, I don't understand, doesn't the Gemara say in the Doron and Ches and Tes that Gidulei Heter are Mevatel Isser? And he says, Upela, Eich Ishtamad, Rabbeinu Mishulim, Kalasuya, how could the Mordechai say something that doesn't stim? That if, let's say, you have a vegetable that's also, and the extra growths that the vegetable grows and magnifies, it gets bigger, is not included in the Isser. So the Gedulei Heter are Mal of the Isser or not, a whole sugya over there, because of Bittel, as it's Mevur in the Rishayim there. Says the Menchas Chinuch, I don't understand, it's Noilad B'Taruvus, there shouldn't be any Bittel. So in the Kaimitz HaMincha, he comes back and answers this question, and without undue elaboration, because we're running slower than I was expecting. There's a lot to discuss about this Mordechai. I'll just tell you, the punchline of the Menchas Chinuch is that Tavke Shebo Shneim Ayidei Taruvus. Only when they both came together Ayidei Taruvus. But if one of them existed before the other one, then of course Bittel could apply, and you don't have the din of the Mordechai. And he elaborates, he says, that if you look in the Neid Yehuda over there in Simon and Dalet, he says, you're going to tell me this is just the Xeris Akasiv? The Neid Yehuda says that the reason is because you learn out of the din of Bittel Barayv and everything from Acher Rabban Lahatis, which is talking about Bezdin, and obviously, in Bezdin it doesn't make a difference if the Isser came first, or the Heter came first, if Rav Day is say one way, you go with them. However, one thing is that you don't have that they all say their opinion b'basachas. So therefore, when it's b'basachas, there's no yalfusa of Rav. That's what the Menchas Chinuch says, and hence he says, it's only when both things came together together in a taruvus. Mashenkin, in the case of gedulei heter malan as haiser, where the iser was there before and now the heter is coming and such, there it's not a case where both the mevatel and the mezbatel were noyel b'taruvus. Says the Mechas Chinuch, the only time that you say the Mordechai is yisoid is when the mevatel and the mezbatel were noyel b'taruvus. So if that's the case, if you go with that Mechas Chinuch's chiddush mitzvah gimel, l'chayr you're going to lose the oilas shleimus teretz, because the oilas shleimus is saying that when I say, let's say for example, 5 yisroinus out of 60 shall be hektish, you should say that they become bottle. To say an answer that they were noilad b'taruvus, l'chari the chulin that was there before wasn't noilad b'taruvus. It's only the hektish that was noilad b'taruvus. And according to the Mechas Chinuch's explanation and understanding, Hagdara of the Mordechai, l'chari the oilas shleimus teretz would not shtim. But more importantly, I'd like to discuss a whole different avenue about this. There's a very interesting Tosfos in the end of Me'ilah Chafal from the base. The Mishnah says over there that if somebody has a wallet with some coins in it, and he says, Puta b'kizda hektish, one of the coins in this wallet shall be hektish, it's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim if he has to take even one coin, or he only has to take all the coins in order to be moel. But everybody agrees that Me'ilah would apply. Tosfos asks, I don't understand. If there's one matbeya, why don't you say that the matbeya of hektish should be bottle in the rest of the money in the wallet? Hazay frek Tosfos. And Tosfos says, you can't say it's a darsh esh matirin, so he says either you have to say it's talking where there's only one other kiss in the whole wallet, or matbeya choshev alei bottle. Now, Tosfos asks the kasha that l'chayr, when you say puta achas b'secha kiss yei hektish, it shall be bottle. Very similar to the Oilas Shleimus question, actually. It says the Tiferes Yisrael in the third paragraph of Chagiga, I believe it's Mishnah Dalet, that I have a great teretz to the Kasha. I'll be the Mordechai in the end of Chulin that says that anything that's Paul Oil Mayudei Taruvus is not bottle. Who I did in the Matbeya that became hektish over here in the Taruvus is not going to be bottle. And he's not the only Achron that ponders and discusses whether Tosfos stims with the Mordechai or not. From the fact that Tosfos had this question and not that answer, maybe Tosfos argues on the Mordechai. Now, there was a Goyin, Reb Ezra Altshuler, 100+ years ago, a very big Goyin in Europe, and he wrote a phenomenal sefer on Masechet Me'ilah. Not only that, he also wrote a sefer on Rambam Me'ilah, Takanas Ezra. Now, in the back of this sefer, he has a kuntres, over 40 prokim, an unbelievable genius kuntres, on this Tosfos question and answer about that the matbeya should be bottle beroif. And of course, one of the numerous topics that he elaborates on is this question, what does the Mordechai mean, and is it a steer from Tosfos, and so on and so forth. Now, one of the main accepted, or one of the main mahalchim in the Mordechai, is Mevur in the Arzis Achayim from the Malbim and Simon Tess of Kotten Aleph, as well as the Netziv and Meshav Dover, Chel Gimel Simon Samach Zayin, that the Mordechai is Yisoid of a Dover that's Noilad B'taruv, is something that is created in the mix, is not going to become diluted and bottle, is only something that naturally gets created in a taruvus, like the spit with the blood, or the case of Zivus in the middle of the keri. However, in the case of Prutach B'secha Kiss, and likewise, might I say, in the case of the Israinus of Hektish that the Eilu Shleim is asking, there the Mordechai's Yisayid wouldn't apply according to the Netziv, the Malbim, and others. And hence it wouldn't be a steer from Tosfos and Me'ilah to the Mordechai, but we would lose the teretz that the Eilu Shleim is saying on his kasha here in our sugya. And again, in the Tikkun Choshev over there in the back of the Takanas Ezra in Perek Beis and Perek Vav, he elaborates about this Mordechai, and there's so much to discuss. It's such an interesting Yisayid, and it has to be ironed out and worked out. I would just like to say a very, very important fact about this Mordechai, and with that, we will close. Now, there's an interesting Mordechai in the first parak in Shabbos in the end that he brings down that if you have a vat full of grapes where a lot of grapes seeped out of them wine before Shabbos, but some wine actually came out on Shabbos also, the Mordechai says, Misvatal hu b'mashkim shel heter, shekfar yotzu. The wine that came out on Shabbos, which is neilat, is bottle in the yayin from before Shabbos. And this is brought down in the Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Chof, Sifkat and Hay, I believe maybe the Beis Yosef as well over there by Schita, brings down this Mordechai. Now the question is, here the grapes are seeping out into the taruvas directly, and still he's saying misbatel. Shouldn't this be a contradiction to the Mordechai's Yisoy that says that if something that was noiled with taruvas does not have a din of bittel, and over here the grapes seem to be oozing out into the taruvas originally, and still the Mordechai is exercising the koyach of bittel to take away the problem of iser. So the chayyur tistira, and the tzlach, the Nevi Yehuda in Pesachim Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, as well as the Plasi over there, talks about this shaila. And the Shulam Meishiv apparently has quoted over there in the Tikkun Choshev Perek Beis, as well as the Maariv Al Ghazi, seems to say Yisayid in the Mordechai Al Pi the Tzuvos Shor and Simni Yadalad, that the Yisayid is that it's naturally there intrinsically because of the Teva Abriya. And since it's Kavua, the spit is Kavua in the Dam, and the Zivas is Kavua in the Keri, so it's like Kemechtz Al Mechtzi, and therefore you don't have Roiv. Anias Daiti, it's a very, very big chiddush to say the concept of Kavua Kemechtz Al Mechtzi Dami, just because something is Kavua in the Teva Elam, that it's going to be part of the Taruvas, therefore there's no Bittel. The Be'er Yitzchok in Arachayim Simen Chavdalad, and the Ein Yitzchok in Chelik Aleph Yerideh Simen Yadalad, and the Ein Yitzchok in Arachayim Simen Chavam Chavzayin, elaborate a lot about this Mordechai, and again, the Tikkun Choshev and Perek Vav over there discusses it. I'd just like to close with what I think might be the Emes of Pshat and the difference between the two Mordechais, and like I like to say, Stiris Chacham and Binyan from the contradiction, and focusing on it, we could learn what the difference is between the two cases. In fact, it's not so clear, Bechlal, that there's such a thing as a Stira in Mordechai. You could be quoting different Rishayim. However, I just want to say one point. The Mordechai maybe means to say that when the two things create themselves simultaneously, then there's nothing getting diluted in anything else. That is exactly what the whole spit, we're not talking about where a piece of spit went into blood. Even though scientifically, if you start thinking, where did the spit get into the blood, that maybe is what happened. But the way it works is, we don't discuss and focus and think on what's going on in the mouth. As soon as the spit comes out and it's blood, and there's some spit in there scientifically, we say that this is a taruvus of 95% blood and 5% spit, or 95% zera and 5% zivus. Akoparam, that is the natural inherent makeup of this taruvus, and there's no mukim for the taruvus to have a bittel, because everything was created this way, and nothing went into something else to become diluted and lost. Whereas, when the wine came into the taruvus, even though the yayin that comes out on Shabbos is taka, noilin in a taruvus, but it's not the pshat that everything was created in the taruvus, you had the taruvus, and the wine came in. It's very, like, similar to the Mechitz Chinuch, but that's not really the way I'm explaining it at all. It's not because one was there before the other. The point is that the whole site of diluting is that A goes into B, but if the whole taruvus together was created, or akapanim, the issue was created in the heter in a oifen of taruvus, so mamel, there's no mocking for it to become bottle. Mashen came by the yayin, and likewise the chayra, we would also forfeit the oilus shloimus teretz to his question, according to this understanding, which lanis daiti may be the right understanding. Again, just to touch the tip of the iceberg and put the pieces on the table, Lion Ulahoyer in this famous Mordechai that says that there's no bittel when a dover is noiled in a taruvus. I just found that Reb Tzvi Pesach in the Har Tzvi over here in Menachos, he doesn't bring down the Eilish Shlomim, but he asks the Kasha and he speaks about how the Mordechai is not a tzushtel. Baruch Shekivanti, Ayin Shom HaShekos Avoid.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.